as Biden strikes Syria and Jen Psaki Toomey's old tweets come back to bite the administration. And somewhere Joe Biden's like, what? What are we biting? I want to bite it. Like that weird time he bit his wife's finger. That was a little weird. Don't use the word bite in the same sentence with the supreme leader, because he will definitely try to get you. He will definitely try to get you. But 34 days, I think people are, I'm a little upset. And I sent this message because Briggs, Mr. William Briggs, said I made a huge miscalculation on the time frame, because we all were joking, but not joking, about when we would go back into foreign wars. Kind of macabre humor, if you will. Only because we were like, how long do you think it's going to take before we get back into foreign wars? And Mr. William M. Briggs, who's been a fantastic guest on Mike's show, Mike Church's show, which is before me, he says, I admit to a forecasting mistake. I predicted the Biden regime would begin bombing foreigners in its second week. It is now the fifth. 3 weeks is a pretty big error on this scale. And of course, I had to say, I had him going in March, so a guy couldn't wait a week. Which I think I did. I either said March or I said it was going to be pretty soon. Maybe April. I might have said April. But we were all planning on this. And it's pathetic that we were going, well, now that the establishment is back in business. Oh, wait, hold on. I have an official theme when I have to talk about I don't have it saved. So I have an official one that I will be talking about when we talk about bombing of the Middle East and all these other things and how it goes. It's very simple that we're back in business now. The establishment's back. There we go. We're back in business here. Yep, and then Joe Biden got reelected and we're good. We're going to start bombing brown people all over the world. We're going to start, just blasting out trillion dollars. Well, that was going to happen anyway. Babies are going to die. Right? Let the good times roll for the guys at Raytheon. But hey, no more mean tweets, right? No more mean tweets. We got a lot of people dying. Babies are going to get butchered. And we're rolling back in. Where are we in? Oh, wait, we actually have a counter. I have a counter here. Where we've gotten re-engaged in the rest of the world since we left. Here it is. Joe Biden's first month, thanks to Sarah Abdullah. Bombed Syria and Somalia. Maintaining the wars in Yemen and Afghanistan. Sending more troops into Iraq. Approved hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons deals for Raytheon. Woo-wee! It is a good time to be a member of the establishment with Sleepy Joe at the wheel. There you go. Yes, yes, that is a Dick Tracy reference. Sorry, folks. I mentioned it once. I think the 1992 classic will become a mainstay on this show. Got a great, terrible film. A lot of great stuff in it, though. Like that song, Back in Business. Because that's what they are. 34 days it took. Which, let's be real, they wanted to do it day one, but they tried to give it a month. Because they have to start doing this. And what is the message? What is the point? Oh, well, because some rockets were fired in the direction of somebody at some point. What? That doesn't even make sense. So rockets were fired at troops in Iraq, and you, what did you do? Use MapQuest for the response? Let's bomb them in Iraq. Channeling Syria. No, not Syria. Oh, okay. Yeah, Liz Cheney lost her mind last night. She was probably popping all kinds of champagne. Yes, the United States on Thursday, this was on the Acting All Crusadery blog last night, said Thursday it carried out an airstrike in Syria against a structure belonging to what it said was Iran-backed militia. So I guess this is the first step in the eventual road to war with Iran, which they have just been salivating. I'm talking about like you and me, fellow Catholics, salivating at brunch Sunday morning because it's like the one time we can really eat during Lent. They salivating. Oh, I want to get you a ran. Woo, doggy, come here. Could not wait. So, of course, everybody, and I get it, it's easy to dunk on Sakia Toomey, because she is, you know, people said Sean Spicer wasn't really fit to be the press secretary, because he was very combative, and very, we'll go with combative, no need any other adjectives, very combative with the administration. He looks like Cicero compared to Sakia Toomey, who just is like, you spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, right round, 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 not baby, because we kill babies, person, round, 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 round. And yes, oh, let's pull up old tweets where she said something bad about Trump. Do you think they care? I can't hear you all for over all this money I'm making from the establishment. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, no, you got me with an evil tweet. She'll just say, I'll circle back around, or she'll just pull Jack Sparrow. She'll just turn into Jack Sparrow. You said something bad about Trump. No, it didn't. Next question. And it's awful. Underneath this jovial report about it is the sad, and that's the only way I can really talk about, is this sad reality that we are just absolutely the least fit to call ourselves the beacon of freedom. And it's not like I don't love these United States, and I'm not thankful that I live here, but the amount of death between the babies we murder and now the historical representation that is taking place, because remember, these drones are sponsored by Black Lives Matter, and these drones are sponsored by you know, Antifa and the LGBT MAPQ community. And there's a great meme out there that's like Bush in office. It says United we stand. It's the same B-52. It says United we stand. And then Obama in office, it says forward. And then Trump in office, it says make America great again. And then Biden in office, it has a rainbow flag and Black Lives Matter on it. The bombing and the killing of babies and the killing of brown people and people that we have determined in some way, shape, or form to be less valuable than us. Us pizza-eating, beer-swindling, fat, useless, idiot Americans. Obviously, I'm not really talking about all y'all, my brilliant and amazing listeners of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel. But your average American. That life, that person sitting on the couch, playing video games, talking about white supremacy or the patriarchy, voted for a guy, well, not really voted, Dominion voted for him, that was more than happy to just blow everything up. Let's get back into blowing some stuff up. Let's go. Somebody's got to use these things. These bombs ain't going to bomb themselves. Yeah. Well, if I don't put it in this light, it's actually quite pathetic to see how many people are actually cheering this on, too. Well, of course, I can't get that. It's a family show, but there was a South Park. There was a South Park episode where they lost the internet. And Randy Marsh had his time in the tent with the internet. And if you've seen the South Park episode, that's pretty much what Brian Williams was last night after. Because he hated Trump. But man, oh man, was he in love with him for the 12 hours that Trump was bombing other people. Oh, look at these beautiful rockets. These beautiful, mighty missiles. Fire. All right, Brian, we get it. You like the missiles, dude. And then, of course, you've got establishment cronies like Marco Rubio. Well, Iranian-backed militias have launched 3 attacks against Americans. Yeah, you know why? Because we're all over the friggin' Middle East. It's not like they're attacking you in downtown Detroit, because first of all, the Iranian militias wouldn't stand a chance in downtown Detroit. It's not like these Iranian militias are attacking homes in the Ozarks in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. No, they just happened to get in the way of our troops that were there to begin with. But of course, little Marco says, the strikes ordered by POTUS against these militias were targeted, proportional, and necessary. Targeted, proportional, and necessary? Fellow Catholic Marco Rubio? Is that what you're going to go with?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah, that's not the right answer, bud. That is not the right answer in that regard. All right. So that's unfortunately what we're dealing with. So that's what we're dealing with. This, and that's why, when we talk about withdrawing your consent from federal elections, not only did they have to get rid of Trump because he was pro-life, he was also anti-war. All of them, right, left, and center, they're all rejoicing in one voice at the reactivation of the war machine.